Well, it's not just in big business where supply chains are being rocked by the spread of the coronavirus. Smaller technology and construction firms are now struggling to shore up supply too. Manufacturers in industrial hubs around Australia are looking at alternative options, while one logistics expert suggests Australia's meat and dairy producers could actually see a surge in demand. Gavin Coote reports.
Of all the groups hit by supply chain disruptions due to coronavirus, a local running club mightn't be the first one that comes to mind. Jenny Burge is the uniforms officer of the Woodstock Runners, who train in Sydney's inner west 3 to 4 times a week.
Well, this year is our 40th anniversary for the club, and we've put in a design and order to get some special shirts made for members to run in. Subsequently, we found out that many of the factories in China have had extended close downs enforced by the government. Consequently, the timeline extends out for that supply chain. So, yeah, we're working with the company that we get our shirts from to maybe fast track, but it's looking very tight.
The ripple effects of COVID-19 are now being felt by small businesses as well. But there are concerns they're not being factored into national plans for a potential pandemic. Peter Strong heads up the Council of Small Business Australia.
We need to now make sure that what is needed for small business is delivered. So if, for example, someone cuts public transport for 2 weeks or whatever, what does that mean for the small business sector? We don't want to add to any panic or worry that is unnecessary. At the same token, we've learned from the bushfires that we've got to prepare.
He warns manufacturers, big and small, are among those already hurting as supplies from China slow down.
And there's lots and lots of little manufacturers out there. Now, they're either not getting their raw material or their goods coming in from overseas that we need, particularly from China, or the markets have dried up as we can't send the manufactured goods again off to China or wherever it is.
The slowdown's also being felt in the technology sector. Geoffrey Clifton is a senior lecturer in transport and logistics at the University of Sydney. He's just received an email this morning from one of his suppliers saying there'll be a delay in delivering IT products to his unit.
It's particularly affecting custom-built items because there's no inventory behind them. So where there's an inventory of, so it's a standardised product, we're likely to see fewer delays, or at least the delays won't kick in, you know, until those inventories are exhausted. But once those inventories are exhausted, we'll see even more slowdowns, more delays in supply chains. And it's a function of the fact that we're so interconnected these days.
But it's not all doom and gloom for Australia. China's food industry is under renewed scrutiny over concerns the coronavirus originated at a market in the city of Wuhan. That's prompted the country to ban the consumption and trade of wildlife. And Geoffrey Clifton thinks this is good news for Australian food producers.
Our meat and dairy markets aren't that tightly linked to the Chinese markets for obvious reasons, but it's likely to, in the long run, probably increase demand for Australian produce because we're seen as providing a clean, safe, healthy product.
Angela Haynes is the president of the Cumberland Business Chamber, which takes in the Sydney suburbs of Smithfield, Wetherill Park and Fairfield.
But we look at this as the heart of the Western Sydney manufacturing region. We manufacture things to supply other manufacturers. We manufacture goods out to the consumables sector. So you'll have businesses that will have a production slowdown. They'll have a workforce that they need to retain, obviously, to support the rebuild of the sector. And then you're going to end up with tighter, they're already on tight margins. So you're going to have profitability potential impacts. And that's what we're seeing in the ASX listed profit downgrade. So this is being thought about at the big end of town, but actually it needs to be thought about at the local level.
Manufacturers in that part of Western Sydney will soon meet to nut out ways they can make their supply chains more resilient to shocks from coronavirus.
Gavin Coote reporting.